back, folks, to the Hagman and Hagman Report. You're following us on the social networking feed that we've got set up. My daughter's handling it now. Thank you, Jackie, for doing so. Handling Facebook, Hagman Report on Facebook. On Twitter is at Hagman Report. Now, I've got my own separate Facebook. If you want, you can follow me. And that should be Lady, the studio dog's Facebook. She's always at my side. In fact, usually she lays right down next to me here in studio. It's she loves social networking. She loves interacting with you folks. But seriously, follow us on our social networking. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube. While we still have the opportunity, we need to use the tools of the globalists against the globalist agenda. You have to understand that. We need to use the tools available to us in order to fight that leviathan of an agenda. And it's so important. I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to us every night. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much. We are a listener-supported show. We do have sponsors. However, the bulk of our the only way we can do this, the only way we can do this is through your support. So many have reached out and given us supported us through our endeavors. We're able to expand. We're able to get the word out. 111 countries last year, 64.5 million downloads, and
63 million of those were no,
63 million were my mama.
Yeah,
yeah. No, pressing over and over. No, it's great. So it's great to be able to bring guests like Pastor David Langford on to talk about God and Steve Quayle and others, some A-list guests, and it's all because of you. So thank you, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm going to toss it to you. Go ahead.
All right, folks. We have a great guest coming up this hour. He's actually with us now. We'll call him a YouTube sensation, Trey Smith.
Many of heavily you, demanded.
Yeah, I get for a while now.
Emails,
and we've had some dialogue.
We have Trey Smith on
off air in the past few months, and I never was able to get him scheduled. And I want to thank, I think it was JD for setting this up. But Trey Smith has been making waves on YouTube, specifically dealing with what is happening in the world of current events and yes, prophecy, and has a very unique way of laying out his findings and what the Lord has revealed to him. Mr. Smith, I'm going to bring you on and let you kind of introduce yourself and give the audience a short bio of what it is that you do, and then from there, if we can get into how you were led to the place you are today.
Well, guys, I first of all, just thank you for having me. It's an honor to be on the show today. The first things that I would state right up front, just emphatically, particularly on this show and at this time, we'll get to the bio and those other things in a second, but it is number one, the poll numbers from IBM. This is what I've been working on for the last probably couple of weeks, to figure out why, to the T, that all these poll numbers have always got Hillary Clinton ahead by 10 points, 8 points, 6 points, 3 points, and then it'll go back up to 6. It'll always be Hillary ahead. And this was the same case with Bernie Sanders as well. So I'd like, if we get the opportunity to share with your listeners some of the reasons why I think that's, in fact, let me make that
absolutely
statement. Those numbers are bogus. So if you're listening to my voice on this show, you know when you're looking at those screens, what you're looking at is psychological warfare against you and your families. That's my opinion. And it's a strong one, and I can lay out a case for you. I've got a video that's going to come up, that'll lay out a full case for you. Punch after punch after punch after, but those numbers will look bad and dirty and guilty. 2 minutes in, 30 seconds in, you'll be, I assure you, you'll be convinced. And on the show you're listening to now, you'll be convinced. But know that, if you're hearing my voice, that those numbers are designed as a war against your mind. And point number two, that I would just emphasize the most, and where I could scream it from, is that this is not a normal election. Okay, I've heard from many Christians, guys that I like, guys that I really love, people that I talk to on a day-to-day basis, and it makes me nervous. I'm pleading with those people. I'm not telling anyone what to do. I'm pleading with your ears. I've already said this, they're both dirty, they're both, again, remember that I keep emphasizing a psychological war is being waged against your mind. I've heard it compared, in a race between, Stalin and Hitler, which one do you vote for? Number one, this is not Stalin and Hitler. This is Donald Trump against a woman that wants to take your freedom and your right to talk about Jesus Christ away. The very mandates that Jesus Christ gave to his church. Number one, that we occupy until he comes. And number two, that we take the gospel message to the ends of the earth, every creature. How do we do that if we have someone trying to shut down our internet? Someone trying to shut down specifically Christians. But this is even terrifying to the atheist, because I support his right to have freedom of speech as well. But if you've got someone that's literally fighting against your freedom, and that includes your finances. Finances are what makes it possible for Hagman and Hagman to talk to you on these radio shows and tell you stuff, and what makes it also possible for me to do the documentaries that I'm doing, but they're also the very thing that allows you to go do things with your families. And the Lord would have you have joy in this life. And that includes doing not just fear-mongering. That includes things that you would want in this life to go do. One of the fruits of the Spirit is joy, love, peace, patience, self-sacrifice, long-suffering, self-control. So that's my spiel from the front. It's important for Christians.
That's why you are that's why you're the man on the internet. On the internet, folks, Trey Smith is our guest. GodInANutshell.com is his website. His YouTube videos are just so much in demand. My friend, your opening statement is classic. I love it. And please continue. Man,
part of the way I do the documentaries is, people want to cut to the chase. They don't want the nonsense. And so, try and deliver that up front. And I find it, I like that when people extend that courtesy to me, so I enjoy extending it right back to them. But, you'd ask, let me just give you an example right up front on the show so a guy listening doesn't have to wait for 30 minutes to get the white poles of bogus. Stuff you can see with your eyes. Let's just start with the basic one. Every time Donald Trump gets off of a plane, and the same case was for Bernie Sanders, there were smaller stadiums, there were smaller crowds, but no less these were rock star style stadiums. Well, you got a lady that can't fill up gymnasiums. Okay? And let's ignore the fact and be generous. Let's just assume that half of the people showing up at these empty gymnasiums weren't paid. Let's give them all to her. She's got 200 and 300 people showing up to listen to her on her best day in Florida, which she got, even with Al Gore out there and a music band that she got to listen to for three. She got, what, three bleachers full? Oh, that's impressive. This is a guy out there in Florida alone, stadiums with 30,000 people. They're all taking the day off work. They're putting stuff aside so they can see this man in city after city after city after city after city after city. That lady could not fill up a phone booth if it were full of free Obama phones. And that's a fact that you can see with your eyes. You take any polling data that is off of a larger sample group. Larger sample group. They have one poll that I have in here that an independent poll. This is 50,000 people polled independently. 1,000 from each state, from New York to California all the way to Hawaii. The numbers are like 70% against Hillary Clinton. Look on any social media poll, or what I would term as like the people's poll, not the media's poll, right? The media, she's always 10 points ahead. And if you read the little mathematics in the fine print that they put in there, what you're going to find is that all of those polls are shifted in favor of Hillary. And I call it the Hillary Party. I should call it the I Hate America Party, because in the WikiLeaks documents, that appears to be what she states, right? That she hates average Americans. So, some people call her the Nazi Party. Some people call her the Stalin Party. I'd prefer to call her... I'd prefer to call it the I Hate Americans Party, because those appear to be her feelings, according to those emails. There are thousands of these. But she's definitely not the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party was Bernie Sanders. The same nonsense that's going on right now with Trump is the same nonsense that she had going on. In fact, I thank God for Bernie Sanders. And the fact that he fought all the way to the... Look, Bernie Sanders had a lot of views, like him, lump him, dislike him, like his policies, don't like him, you know. But I can tell you this, that in my research of Bernie Sanders, he was an honest man. He was telling you what he was going to do, and you can see this through his entire life. He honestly believed the things he was presenting. So even if you didn't like his policies, he was at least being straightforward with you on what they were. There's a big difference between sincerely believing something silly and going after you to deceive you and your families out of your freedoms, out of your finances, out of your ability to have freedom of speech. There's a vast difference between these two. Anyhow, long story short, a lot of my friends are Democrats. It would be an insult to them for me to call Hillary Clinton the Democratic candidate, because she is not. She's the I Hate America candidate. That's what she is, fighting against those very Democrats.
Amen, brother.
Very Democrats that she'd like to go vote for, but they're not going to. I can assure you of that. In fact, some of the people that I talk to on a day-to-day basis, there's people I can't even mention. They're friends that I have got that work on some of the large shows that they've got for the Democrats that are paid to back Hillary, and they don't want to go vote for Hillary. And that's another fact. I have yet to find a Hillary voter. So,
wow.
Those polls are skewed. And my opinion is that your very freedoms are on the line. And I would encourage every pastor, every Christian, look, you vote your friends down to those polling booths because you still have the right to do it. You still have the right to do it. And also, in my opinion, this is what the Lord would have you do.
I don't mean to interrupt, but we get not so much anymore, but we've often gotten emails saying, well, I'm going to vote for Jesus. You know, Trump doesn't do it for me. Hillary, certainly not. It's the lesser of two evils. I'm not going to vote, or I'm going to vote for Jesus. What would you tell Christians who plan to stay home? Because we had 20 million, an estimated 20 million evangelical Christians not vote or throw their vote away last election. And
okay, let me answer that question.
Go ahead.
That's a great question right there. In fact, that's a highlight question. I'll tell you this. What would Jesus have you do? What would Jesus have you do? If you were out there in the middle of Syria with ISIS, and you had some guys that were going to capture you and take your lives, would you remember the guys in the mask that came and grabbed you, or would you remember your friends that stood idly by and watched and did nothing? I tell you, those are the ones that the Lord has used men. He used Noah to build a boat. He used 12 disciples who were all fishermen. In fact, I got one of these Donald Trump hats. It's like a fishing hat, which is interesting to me. It really does. It looks like it looks like you put tackle stuff on the hanging off the thing. It looks like a fisherman's hat. It's the hat that Donald Trump put for his campaign. And you got 12 fish. Well, you got 11 fishermen. You got fishermen and a tax collector. But the fishermen, you know, fishermen don't always have the cleanest of mouths. They just don't. I mean, sailors get this kind of reputation, you see. It's almost as if Jesus himself picked 12 guys as a statement that if he could use these 12 guys, he could use anybody. Now, you've got a man that's standing there, that stood there on the last debate while a lady was stating, we'll do abortions all the way. This is an abomination before the Lord at any point to do the abortion. You've got a lady standing there and looking at the cameras with a cutesy little smirk on her face. Well, let's do it up until the moment that you're pulling the baby out. And you had a man stand there. When was the last time you saw a political candidate, particularly one that doesn't even boast to be a Christian? He's boasted to be a secular guy. But he's up there defending Christians. And he's standing there and responds to this woman. that what you want to do is wait until a day or two before a baby's born and tear it apart. He actually spoke these words at a presidential debate. When was the last time you ever heard that at a presidential debate? I would pose that question for any Christian, for any Christian standing out there. This is a man that has openly stated time and time and time, every time that he states it, and he's got a history of it too, because I've looked at his history. While the media has been focused on, gee, this guy might have said a dirty word 11 years ago. And by the way, as Christians, my understanding is that we forgive. But if the worse that it gets, even if I were to take the allegations of the women, I went through and looked at these, right? So they're pumping these. And not only do you have worlds of emails where they're stating, we're going to manipulate and we're going to distort and we're going to do, and those are all demonic traits, by the way. That's witchery. Trying to use the screen. Those TV screens are as good as the modern day crystal balls. That are coming to, they're coming through those screens to manipulate the mind, which they do a very good job at that, and pump out trash after trash after trash. And I've got gals that stretch back 30 years ago that I didn't win the apprentice thing, and I had forgotten up until a couple of weeks before this election that he hugged me and it just didn't feel right. He kissed me on the cheeks and I felt like there was more there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is a lady.
All right. Now let me ask you this. All right. So you made it clear, and I'm 100% behind you, that the poll numbers rigged. Now, Trey. And again, we're talking with Trey Smith. GodInANutshell.com. Folks, you know him. He's an internet rock star. Okay, on YouTube. But let me ask this. Are the elections going to be rigged? And if so, how? And what's going to, what's your take on that?
Okay, well, there's two sides to this coin, and let me state this up front. Don't you have any fear about that? Because a part of that is actually good for them. Because if they have a bunch of people think they're going to, of course she's going to try and rig it. She's been trying to rig everything from the start. What has she rigged in her entire life? This is her entire history. I would be terrified if she didn't. I would think something was wrong. There would clearly be something wrong with Hillary Clinton if she did not try and lie to you. I mean, that would be a catastrophe. Of course she's going to try and rig it. But you go out and you go out and you vote, because you know what? The Lord has this. And there are people as far as the East Coast is from the West and beyond that are praying over this, and their plans will not stand. And a lot of stuff they have wanted to do, a lot of stuff Barack has wanted to do that is evil against you, has fallen. In fact, if we knew the number of things and plots and plans that all of these people have had that have fallen, if we knew on a day-to-day basis how many times the Lord saves our rear ends, we would be in tears. So, yes, of course she's going to try and rig them. This, and with the electronic voting machine, they're going to try. That's what they would like to do. And they'll probably do some of it. What I believe is going to occur at those elections is that there's going to be such a flood of people coming in. And what you're seeing happening on the social medias is that you're seeing, and this is why she keeps saying cyber attack, cyber attack, cyber attack, Russians, Russians, Russians. They'll ask her, so what do you think about Donald Trump's taxes? Well, what I think is that, did I mention that there were cyber attacks coming from the Russians that might affect the election? Well, we were asking you about and I'm being a little facetious here, but on three debates, she's now done this. On the first two, watch her. They're not even asking her about that. She's volunteering that. That's not happenstantial. And let's look at that in perspective for a second. You've got a gal that now three times has openly stated in a presidential debate that she's getting stuff hacked all around her, left, right, and center. And we want to hand her the nuclear codes? The question isn't would somebody steal them from her. The question is, would that happen in 10 minutes, 15, or do you think it would be a whole half hour after she took office before somebody else had those?
Okay.
But taking that a step further, I mean, she can't keep track of the 30 emails she sends, and they're all dirty, so it's, you know, any email. Let's just say any email, because it's presumed that they're dirty. It's a Hillary email. Of course it's dirty. A lot of things these people have tried and wanted to do have fallen before them. And,
wow.
And this will as well. And in my view, that's what I'm praying for. And I believe that's what the Lord is going to do.
Well, I want to just, again, I just want to remind people who they're listening to, Trey Smith, Internet Sensation, website godinanutshell.com. DVD is available there. Vast array there. Check it out. What a guy, too. I mean, listen to what he's saying. And I love what you just said about, you know, would the elections be rigged? And you said, I'd be worried if they weren't.
It wouldn't be Hillary running if she wasn't going to try that. Come on now,
man.
That would be insanity beyond belief if she wasn't plotting that. It's Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely. How great. I mean, just what a great response. And I didn't mean to take you off your stride. We got about 5 minutes left of the break, so go ahead, continue.
Well, so guys, this is. It's really those two things, and the Lord uses men and he uses women. That's what that entire Bible is a story of. We're the men and women he wants a relationship with. Of course, pastors, you should get out and vote. You should get out and vote. The Lord lets us vote on whether we're going to go to heaven or hell. He gives us that choice. He lets us vote on whether we're going to sin today or not. The Lord has been working through people. Noah had a choice whether to build the boat or not. I mean, the Lord certainly could have solved that problem for not. You know, building that boat was probably a lot harder than God building it for him. So, yeah, right now you're getting to pick. You want someone to steal your right to talk about the Lord and steal other people's rights and steal your children. You're not just voting for yourself. You're actually voting on what affects other people. Yes. Yes, from my view, this is dire. This is dire.
I agree. And it's so refreshing to hear a man such as yourself say exactly what you're saying and explain why. And you're doing a great job of this in very clear and concise. Because the way I look at it is this. We've got, and I'll just say this. I mean, to me, we only have one choice, but more importantly, we have one last chance, because, you know, somebody had said, and I had seen this on a political internet forum, the choice of having Obama for another 4 years, meaning Hillary Clinton, you know, can you live with that? And I had seen some celebratory remarks. Oh, sure, that would be fantastic. But I'm thinking to myself, and others, I'm sure, as well as you probably are too, that this country could not endure another 4 years of the last eight.
That's probably the minimum what we have. Look, every argument concerning Hillary Clinton, there's just going to be an argument of how bad the damages are going to be. And nobody's going to argue that it's going to get better. Not even her own supporters. Which I'm having trouble finding those people. I really am. Yeah. I mean, she's not a Democrat. She stated clearly in her own emails, it is stated in her own emails, let me phrase it like that, that she hates all. It appears to state that she hates all Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that includes the guy voting for her.
Yeah.
And according to people that have worked for her over the years, that certainly includes black people. I mean, she has words. But for somebody trying to stir up racism and bigotry, and then you got all these tapes that came out about her where she's out there, she's, you know, they're having people bust around to go start fights at Trump rallies. And you know why there's nobody bust around to Hillary rallies? You know why the news is all about Trump? And it's just people. But number one, because Trump has integrity. But number two, because there's nobody to go agitate.
Who's
going to agitate? The 200 people?
Exactly. Yeah,
there ain't nobody to agitate.
It wouldn't even be a party there. You're exactly right. And many people don't think like that. The number is so slim. So, I mean, the margins are so narrow there in terms of the rallies for Hillary. And you're right. If you look at the videos, the raw uncut videos of a Hillary event, and even a Cain event to a lesser extent, it's virtually, I mean, they've got to pull people closer together. They got to push people closer to make it appear that there is, or just camera angles to make it appear that they have people there. So
breaking down walls, to make the rooms look smaller, taking chairs away, trying to bring in college students to as fillers. The manipulation, and this has been talked about on our show and many other shows, that the media is part of the Hillary Clinton campaign, and we have seen that is the absolute truth. Every single mainstream media TV outlet does everything in their power they can to protect Hillary Clinton, whether it pertains to her email scandals, the Benghazi scandals, or her health, at the same time demonizing Donald Trump many times for the same thing that Hillary Clinton is doing and Donald Trump isn't. Folks, we're talking with Trey Smith. We'll be right back after these short messages. Stay with us as he will be with us for the rest of the next segment.
Welcome back, folks, to the Hagman and Hagman Report. Boy, have we got a tremendous guest for you. We're talking to him right now. His name is Trey Smith. GodInANutshell.com. God in a Nutshell Project. What a great website he's got, too. And what a great man to talk with. And I just want to thank him personally. We want to thank him personally as well for his gracious gift of time this evening. He's a very talented man. He's very well informed. He's of course on social networking. Follow him on his Facebook page as well. Be one of the 10,000 followers there. And I just noticed that on his Facebook page he put up for tonight going to be talking about the bogus poll numbers, which we did earlier on, exactly why they are bogus. Also, why Trump is in reality at landslide polls. Very well stated, too, in every state. Right now, also going to be talking about why Hillary keeps saying cyber attack, Russia, Russia, Russia. And we covered that a little bit in the first hour with respect to Russia, even Russia being equated with Assange and how he was being set up by the Hillary campaign through Larry Summers. In my view now, this is based on my investigative analysis, and, of course, in addition to Summers, but Podesta himself, which caused that delay in the October 4th release of the data dump. Very interesting. And of course, folks, CanadaFreePress.com is where you can comment on that article that I have, that Judy McLeod so graciously posted and published. Now, before we get back to Mr. Trey Smith, I want to mention, of course, portion of tonight's broadcast brought to you by AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Are you prepared for food? Are you prepared? Is your pantry full? AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is the number one source for all of your long-term storable food needs. They've got some of the harder-to-find items there. The Thrive brand food line, that brand, non-GMO, non-hybrid food, lasts for 25-plus years shelf life. Folks, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. This is a Christian-owned, veteran-owned company. Good friends of the program. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com for all of your long-term storable food needs. And please, ladies and gentlemen, get prepared for whatever eventuality might come. Supply disruption. Who knows? Whatever. Be prepared. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. wholesale.com. Not another minute away from our guest tonight, Mr. Trey Smith, of course, GodInANutshell.com. Well-informed man, gracious man. Trey, and folks, you can find him on YouTube, a YouTube sensation, and everything at his website, from dinosaurs to current events to, biblical history to history being made right now. So, Trey, what's on your heart right now? What would you like to talk about? We mentioned Russia. What's going on there? What's going on in the Middle East, and what's going on with Hillary and Russia and all the accusations against Russia? What are we doing?
I think it's important to note that this is something that has been so important to Hillary that she has brought this topic up very boldly and extensively with the same different variations on the same rehearsed speech each time that she's brought it up during the debates. She fits it in no matter what the question is about midway through the debates. She has figured out on all three occasions how to slip it in there, these three things. Cyber attack, right? And there's no good cause for her to be stating cyber attack, because with that same thing, she's got to concede that she loses stuff right, left, and center. That's the stupidest thing you could possibly state if you're Hillary Clinton. Oh, by the way, I lose everything I get. I lose sensitive stuff. My emails and stuff always get hacked. Vote for me. Give me the nuclear codes, right? But yet she's up there stating it, right? So, number one, she keeps stating cyber attack, and then that will go right into Russia did it. And then number three, it's Hillary Clinton herself who is stating to you, not once, not twice, but three times in three different debates, that she believes that Russia is going to cyber attack the elections. Why is she stating that? Why is it so important for her to state? You ever notice how bad people give up their uncle, particularly Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton, and looking at Hillary's history, you could do... Oh my word! I so hope that we never have to ever have a conversation about her again after this, because it's just like talking about worthlessness. It's just one bad story after the next. That's all it is: stealing and shamming and all of it. That's my opinion, by the way, just to couch it legally. But but that's what she is, and even bad people. I wish I could stake this on one of the documents. There's just not time, and I've got to be more concise than that. But on a radio show, to the bad guys, this looks embarrassing. To even use Hillary Clinton as your bad guy, it's like asking for a rash on the rear end. Even if you were a bad guy and you wanted to do bad things, to use Hillary, it's embarrassing. On a practical note, this is a lady that wants to steal, but she is not happenstantially telling you that there's cyber attacks. There's cyber attacks coming. They're coming from the Russians, so that's who we're intending to blame when it occurs. And also, it's going to affect you. Like, come on, man. It's almost too much. You just sit back and watch it, and the lady's like explaining to you what appears to be her bad plan.
Is she setting us up? Is this part of maybe saying,
it's astounding.
You know what? Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, but is she setting us up for requiring us to question the legitimacy of the elections, as I had stated earlier?
Well, there's different speculations on what exactly, but the three elements: Russia, cyber attack, and Hillary Clinton is the one telling you. She's the only person out there screaming that she's the one anticipating it. And she's the one that any legitimate or honest poll would be... go look at her Facebook account. Even if you were to take it at face value, hers versus his. She's got 8 million, he's got 12. Okay, and most of hers, anybody that's even halfway decent social media sites is going to look at the numbers she's got in a heartbeat and tell you that at least half of that is paid for Facebook likes. But let's just ignore that. Take it at face value. What I'm telling you, she can't pay for them as fast as he can get them legitimately. Go look at other sites. Let's look at other lesser name sites like Reddit, for example, one where you know, neither party would, you know, they both have Reddit official pages, right? Because they've got to be on all the social media stuff. So you're basically getting a spillover of fans and followers onto those pages, but you're not really putting marketing dollars there like you might with Facebook or with Twitter. Who more people are going to look at. Here's my point. Go look at the Reddit number. Go look at the numbers on anything regarding social media. But in the case of Reddit, for him, you've got, what, 250,000, maybe 300, somewhere thereabouts. Okay, that's his official page, organically, okay? Now look at how many, Hillary for Prison, okay? That's the official Reddit for Hillary for Prison. That's at like 55,000, organically. Now look at Hillary Clinton's official one. It's at 24,000. Not only is she light years behind Donald Trump, but there are twice as many people that want her in prison than want her for president. Just on that alone. Just on that one alone. Of these little social media apps, companies out of California who I've taken particular interest in, who do polls. Some of these people have hundreds of thousands of daily users cycling through. And they run these polls. And these polls are different than the polls on your news screens, which not only are slanted if you read the fine print and understand the mathematics good enough anyway, they're always going to slant. You want it to be 10 points ahead, it's 10 points ahead. You want it to be 6 points ahead, it'll be 6 points ahead. It'll be whatever you want it to be, based on their very description of how they're doing the polling. If you're reading the text, their convoluted text about how they're doing their polling. On sample groups that are always something like 1,000, but then you read the text on that, you're going to find out that it's really more like 500 if they said 1,000, because they've got to get the numbers to come out the way that they want. But on something that's doing actual polling. Here's where I was going with that. See, we're pumping out news articles, more of that warfare on the mind that you're a racist, you're a bigot, and all these other things. If you were to vote for Trump, right, that's being broadcast like to hypnotize you through the crystal balls, the TV screens. You're a racist, you're a bigot, don't vote for Trump. You're a racist, you're a bigot, don't vote for Trump. Yeah, so when you're calling people on the telephone, which is a 1950s way to do it, I'm sure they're going to be real thrilled to tell you their name, their address, and that they're voting for Trump. Whereas on an app that allows you to vote once a day or whatnot, you're going to come out at 70 points ahead, roughly, in every state. And that includes California and New York. Whether you do it today, tomorrow, yesterday, last month, or a month from now. Nobody wants Hillary Clinton. You've got to be joking. You've got to be out of your mind. This is a crazy lady. In fact, when we did the entities video, when I was putting together entities, which, by the way, that's a two-disc set which covers front to back. There's no argument that the supernatural is real. But this lady, back when I started putting that together, Hillary Clinton, you type in a cult, she was a poster child for it. I mean, you type in the word occult and witchery, Hillary Clinton's face would come up. Many clips back then of Hillary Clinton doing all sorts of nonsense, just madness and craziness. You even look at old pictures of her, her eyes look crazy.
One of the emails.
Crazy-eyed old lady who is pumped full of Botox just to make her face look like it. It's just to make her look like she's not the Crypt Keeper at the election debates. Look at actual photos of Hillary. You are dealing with an old, ragged, worn-out woman who has done evil and nefarious stuff for the whole entirety of her days. That is the summary of this woman's life story. She's like the Wicked Witch in one of the fairy tale things. That's what she is, and everybody knows it. But I would type in occult stuff. You, of course, got those clips that we used, and I'm lucky that we grabbed those way back when, because all of that stuff got whitewashed off the Internet, where Hillary's doing this, she's doing that, she's doing, you know, and Bill would always come out and about my wife. She's back there kicking doors, cussing, worshiping devils.
I didn't want to
do nothing bad to y'all, but...
And I just want to say this. You've got that. You captured that, I believe, in your DVD entities, the beginning. Did you not, or am I mistaken, or was that on your video?
I think had we not captured that, there wouldn't even be clips of anything like that on the Internet, because that was one of the clips, and I wish that we would have captured one of the clips of Hillary, because I know that we went through really dearly searching for some of the clips that I had seen and remembered growing up. And all of that stuff, about the time she started angling up for this presidential run, that stuff began disappearing at lightning speed, getting whitewashed off the internet is what was happening. I know for a fact that there was just batteries of it all over the place. You had Hillary, inviting, occult people to do, she's doing Indian rituals at the White House and some, I think, and she's got, she'd come out and batteries of stuff where she's talking to Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yes.
I mean, this was a running joke during Bill's first term. Well, it wasn't a joke, but the media is trying to lessen it because you had a lady in the White House that looked crazy as can be coming forth and telling you that she's apparently getting advice on how her husband's going to run the country based on spirits she's summoning.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, let's give her the nuclear codes. There's more
That's a
good cause.
and folks,
this is insanity. It's absolutely the fact we're even having a dialogue on Hillary Clinton to be president is proof that we definitely did not deserve anything good.
That's true.
But the Lord is, he's like a father. He very often gives us the good thing that we don't deserve, and every good gift is from above.
And there have
been so many lies. That's why it's so commonplace. You're talking about the media's earlier, and they just pump out all these lies and stuff. These people, a lot of them actually believe they're supposed to do that. That's what they learned in the universities.
Yeah.
That Darwin was king and that we all came from, but they believe there's a monkey world. They believe all sorts of fictional stuff.
They
believe the Planet of the Apes movies. That's real history, man. I guess they watch those films and they believe it. That's what happened.
From
the Hillary Clinton style university professors.
Tie-dye
t-shirt on the side of the beach, I guess. selling, Lord knows what they'd be selling, but, take the blue pill, man. The monkey world is real.
I love it. my daughter had a very spirited discussion with some college types, shall we say, about evolution and about Darwinism. And these people are rabid. Totally rabid in their beliefs in the religion of Darwinism, of evolution. It's just crazy. And people don't understand. It's a religion. It's not a science. It's a religion. But I digress. I want to tell you. I want to promote your DVDs, including Entities, the beginning. Folks, go to godinanutshell.com, click on shop, and there see the products that Trey Smith has got. These are quality DVDs. I love Entities, the beginning. I want to graduate, Trey. I want to get your other DVDs as well.
Well, you're particularly going to like on that particular set of DVD, it's not just supporting us. It obviously does that, but I don't think there's anything else like it. And I would tell you this as well. You challenge that statement. Go over to YouTube, and you can watch. That's actually a two-disc set. There was so much there. Look, the supernatural just becomes a backdrop to a bigger story in those two DVDs. There's nothing like it. But challenge me on that statement. Go over to YouTube. But 30 minutes of both of them. They both have hundreds of thousands of views. And that's just the ad. That's unusual. Nobody does 30 minute ads, but I do because I want you to get the flavor of it. That even if you don't get it, you've kind of gotten the flavor of the thing. And if you want more, you can.
It's well worth it, man. I've got Entities. Yes, I've got Entities, and I'll tell you this. 2 hours and I think it's 2 hours and 23 minutes or 2 hours and 30 minutes, roughly. A lot of information.
It's something like that.
Stuff.
It's as much as we can pack in there, man. We tried to just hit you with punch after punch on this stuff, and particularly this being October and a spiritual month, and a lot of people focus just on the dark stuff. And that would definitely be the Hillary end of the street. Now, we go a lot further in than Hillary ever. We're going to show it to you. We're going to show it. I mean, it's important to look at this stuff. But those DVDs, let me tell you where you're going. This isn't a Hollywood horror film. Look, the Lord God views those demonic things as nothing. They're nobodies. They answer. Their king answers to our king. And here's the truth, is that the Christian is meant to walk in boldness and in power. And we are, I tell you, there are angels in this place. There may be evil angels, but the angels of God are just, sometimes we can get so focused on the darkness, the dark stuff. One of the nice things within that set is how little and insignificant that dark stuff looks as you get further into the, it really is, this life that we're living in, this is the greatest story ever told. And you are living in a subset of a much larger reality, one in which God, there is a king and God that is in charge. And there is all sorts of cool stuff, both in the world you can see, and much more so in the world that you cannot. And this is part of Hillary's fundamental problem, in my view. And the precipice upon what's being posed to us as Christians in this country is that are we going to vote for the precepts of our king, even with an imperfect man? A guy that has said words assuredly, just like everybody listening to this thing, and just like the pastors that are stating, oh, we're not going to vote for him. I already said something. Yeah, Pastor, because you've never done that. God's been working with imperfect people the entire time, and I'll tell you, there's a turnaround, and a turnaround is a strong word. There's a light. There was a light inside this man, Donald Trump, when he was just building buildings and doing it. There was a light in him that is different than others, which is why he's here right now. And I saw that the first time I saw him, Ron, in my spirit, I thought that man is supposed to be president. That's what I felt. That's what I felt the Lord wanted to do. But there's a light in him. There's been even more so of a light in him in the last couple of months. And the type of people that he has put into his life, I find absolutely fascinating. And they're imperfect people, too. Just like every Christian is. If we were to actually see ourselves, I tell you, we would be in tears at how foolish that we look. And I know that about myself on a day-to-day basis. And I promise you, the Lord can use me. I've heard people say, well, Lord couldn't be using Donald Trump. If the Lord could use me, if he could use those 12 disciples, if he could use anybody in that Bible, he could definitely use Donald Trump. And I am praying that this man is going to walk right into heaven. I am praying that he just keep on going with the Lord, because I think we've got some ugly hours ahead, but I also believe that we have some very good hours ahead for Christians. Our God is an awesome God, and there's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of fear that's pumped in, and it's good to be informed of things, and it's good. Like these guys on the show, they're telling you about survival things. These are good things to have, even if you didn't think things were going to go bad, because that's what God would have us do, is prepare. That's what they. Sure. That's what even the squirrels do. Sure. Right, that's what the birds do. They build that. So it's good to prepare and make sure that we have things for if a rainy day comes, because a rainy day will come. On the flip side of that coin, we were not born to have fear, and that extends to include if this little lady Hillary were to win. And the way that that would happen, because though you've got a jillion Christians out there that are hearing this is what God would like to do, And that seems fairly obvious to me. That man shouldn't be there. He should be, he's worked his life. He comes from a secular background. Why is he out there defending Christians? Oh, you better believe the Lord has him there. But we get to choose. And I think this choice is critical, but even if it was Hillary, Lord forbid, But even if it was, as Christians, we're supposed to walk straight through the fire like it wasn't even there, with a smile on our face while we do it. Because when you walk out of this place, and another thing that's in that entities is batteries. Just like I hit the stuff on, just like it's not me that does it. Strike my word. Lord, forgive me for that. It's the Lord. The good parts of these videos are done by the Lord. The parts that are screwed up, or if you find, you know, that's all me. But we're, one of the places we go is we're going to look at the place on the other side of this place. And I am telling you, once you find out what you, when you leave out of here, you do not lose consciousness. And you are stepping into a world that will make this one, you'll wonder why you had to stay here as long as you did. And you're going to feel that. You're not just going to see that and know that and witness that and hear a little, no. That's not a God in a nutshell video. God in a nutshell video, we're going to walk you into I want you to know that that even if it got the worst of the worst, and they got your head down on a post, and it's about to get grisly, you're about to walk into glory, my friend. And those aren't just words. That's a fact. And the more that you know that fact, I want you to have evidence for that. And, this woman, Hillary, in all probability, by the actual polls, yes, Trump should win. For her to win, something nefarious would have to occur. She cannot win legitimately. There is I come from a heavy math background. I've had the right kind of people look at all this stuff. There is no legitimate way for, so you can show me electoral college maps on a screen and you can make anyone red or blue that you want. I'm talking about an actual mathematics. There is no mathematical way that a lady who can't fill up a gymnasium sells more tickets than the rock star who's at the top of the billboards. That just doesn't happen. That's just the way, it's just reality. Can it be cheated? Yeah, it can. And the way that occurs is if Christians decide not to awaken, if Christians decide, because who votes for Hillary is not the Democrat. Who votes for Hillary is the Christian that decides to stay home. They are the ones.
Well said.
In my view.
Well said. Trey, we got about 30 seconds left of or about a minute left of this hour. May we impose upon you to stay one more segment, or do you have time constraints? You got time
issues? Yeah, let's go ahead and do it, man. Sounds good.
You know what? What a blessing it is to have Trey Smith as our guest. His website, godinanutshell.com. Folks, like him on his Facebook page. Follow him on social networking. And
subscribe to his YouTube channel.
Yes,
and watch the videos that he has put together, his insights, the research that he's done, the biblical insights. And he does a fantastic job in these videos of putting together a presentation, a biblical and scriptural presentation, as to why things we see happening in this day and age are happening and the reasons behind those. And folks, you're not gonna, once you start watching some of those videos, if you're like me, you're gonna get hooked.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, here in the office, we do have Trey Smith's videos playing. Jackie started with, in fact, she was looking at one earlier today. She said, "You're gonna have this guy on tonight." And she said, "Yeah." Oh boy, I can't wait for that. So she's hanging around the studio here. Again, Trey Smith, godinanutshell.com, agreed so graciously to spend another segment with us. Folks, hang right where you're at. Gonna be right back. And again, don't forget, folks, saddle for battle.